Blog Talk Radio.
You know, it's funny. Sorry about that. I hit that by accident. But, you know, as we were saying before, as I was trying to say before, if Verón does not get hurt, if Gonzalo Verón does not get hurt, then obviously this whole situation doesn't happen, and the Red Bulls are probably having a better season and a better start. I mean, that's the truth of the matter of everything. So, once again, sorry about that, but once again, you have to say that for the Red Bulls right now, do they need Gonzalo Verón? They do. Do they need Gideon Ba? They do. Do they need Ronald Zubar? They do. Do they need Damien Perronel at the moment? That's the big question mark, isn't it? Because we don't know how he's going to be after the ACL rehab, and we'll see what he can do later on. But still, though, the defense needs work. And at the same time, we're seeing a team right now that is just – you can definitely say thankfully they have not jumped off the ship. Because you have to look at everything both ways here. Have they jumped off the ship? Absolutely not. Are they still fighting to get wins? Absolutely they are. Right now, the situation is this. Can they find a way to right the ship and just get the proper results that they're looking for? That's the number one issue. Can they get the proper results for what they're looking for? And I still think they can, but the truth of the matter is this. If Jesse Marsh does not change up his tactics and his formation, it's going to be a long, long season. And then sooner or later, it's going to be a situation where this could be a lost season. And you don't want to put a fear, because you guys are already doing that right now. You're already fearing this season. You're hoping it's not a repeat of the 1999 season or the 2009 season. And it's a situation where you're hoping that they could just go out there and do everything that they've done in the past. And I understand the fear, because while they do bring the ball up well, they do cross the ball well, the problem is this, is that nothing is going in the back of the net. That's all defenses are doing. They're just standing there, clogging up the middle, and just preventing the Red Bulls from converting any form of chances whatsoever. The only save was in the 79th minute off of a fantastic Mike Grella chance, and David Bingham makes the only quality save of the night. Because let's be honest here. That was probably the easiest victory that David Bingham. I almost said Beckham. Sorry. The only easy victory that David Bingham has ever had in his MLS career is when your defenders are just preventing. They're just preventing all these chances for the Red Bulls, and it's just an easy hit. It's just easy this and easy that. And once again, I don't believe that the Red Bulls, with all the shots on goal they've had against Kansas City, and the shots on goal they had, or the total shots they had, I should say, against Kansas City and against the Quakes, they should not be playing this badly. I mean, you want to take positives? That's the end of it. statistic positives, fine. But the only positive right now is a scoreboard that is a negative. Because if you're not putting the ball in the back of the net, you're not doing anything. So all I can say is that, like, once again, I think we've been repeating ourselves too many times. There must be a change. There must be a change in tactics and formations. There has to be, because if the Red Bulls are not going to continue with this, or shall I say continue with the string of losses, there's a big problem coming up, and we don't know what's going to happen next. Now, I am not suggesting about a loss of a job or a sacking or anything like that, because Marsh has time to fix it. Marsh has time to maybe switch things up, because right now, the only positive results you're getting from the Red Bulls is their USL team. Right now, they're undefeated in USL action. And let me be honest here and say that while it's nice to see the USL team doing well and having a solid start, truth of the matter is this: that does not win you MLS Cup, and that does not win you a US Open Cup either. So there are still some issues here that this team needs to fix. And once again, it's a situation that this team needs to fix, and fix desperately, because right now, it's just not looking good for the team. And once again, if it's not going to get fixed, then there are issues down the line. And the only two tournaments you're going after are the Open Cup and the CONCACAF Champions League. And it shouldn't be like that what it was in 2009. Because I remember, in 2009, I remember that it was the last year at Giant Stadium. The New York Red Bulls losing in the 2008 MLS Cup Final, but they were able to get into CAF Champions League. But at the time, it was the qualifying round, and of course, a two-legged qualifying round series, as they took on the W Connection out of Trinidad and Tobago. 2-2 draw, leaving with two away goals, coming back to Giants Stadium. John Wolanek converts to make it 3-2 on aggregate. W Connection gets a goal later, make it 3-3 on aggregate. And, of course, away goals in favor of the Red Bulls at 2-1. And then all of a sudden, of course, stoppage time, first half stoppage time, W Connection makes it 2-1, leveling on away goals, leading 4-3 on aggregate, and the Red Bulls could not find a second goal to at least force extra time. And that was the, that's it. It's over with, and the season is done. So that's the one situation we have to think about. And you have to say that this club cannot go through with this again. Obviously, no one knew how to handle the Red Bulls last year. The crew made sure that they did, and the playoff, and of course, now it looks like everyone is pulling out the same blueprint, clog the middle, looping balls from midfield to Bradley Wright Phillips, and stopping him right there. It's just been an absolute nightmare of a start of a season for this New York Red Bulls team. Hopefully, Marsh will fix something. Tactics, formations. Maybe it's time to bring back two strikers. Maybe it's time to go to a 4-4-2. Maybe it's time for Mike Grella to move up from the midfield and play up top with Bradley Wright Phillips. If you want him a little bit more withdrawn, probably that's the case. You want Bradley Wright Phillips to be up top a little closer to the goal? That's fine. You want to see Sasha Kleistian on the wing, probably he needs to be on the wing. Because you could still have Dax and Felipe in the middle, or you could have Felipe ahead of Dax and have Dax behind the midfield and in front of the back line. Because right now, it might have to go back to an old hat. And the old hat right now is probably looking shiny and new. Truth of the matter is this. We are in April, and we have three matches left in April before we go into May. And let's also not forget the two-week break for the Copa America Centenario group stage. Because once that group stage starts, there's going to be a two-week break, and then all of a sudden the Red Bulls will get back into the swing of things. So right now, the situation for the Red Bulls, and while it's nice they're going to get a two-week break in June, once again, they need to turn these results around, and they really, really need to go forward, and they really have to do a bang-up job into getting these results, because once again, the situation right now is not looking good. Is the situation dire? I'm not going to say yes, but I will say it's close to it. I think it's getting close to it. And right now, some were asking me last night on Twitter, do we have to question Ali Curtis again and that 300-page book of his? And at first I said probably that's next, but the truth of the matter is there's nothing Ali can do about this right now because it's really all Jesse Marsh and the coaching staff. So right now I will go with no on Ali Curtis. I believe this is – I don't think this is – his situation at the moment. But the truth of the matter is that things need to change, and they need to change quickly. They really, really do. So situations need to change, and they really need to change quickly. I think Jesse Marsh is aware of this. The players are aware of this. I believe everyone will be aware of this because this cannot continue on. This cannot continue on. The Red Bulls need to fix things up. They have to change it all up because right now the situation is not looking good and they have to fix the situation very quickly because, once again, they've dug themselves into a very deep hole and they got to get out of it. They got to fix it. They got to go. They got to go out there and they have to do something because, once again, the Red Bulls, they really need to go out there and they really need to just find a way to fix all of this. And that's all you can say, really. They got to fix it. So let's go ahead and talk about another positive thing for the Red Bulls, and that's, of course, it's Luis Robles. Congratulations right now for Luis Robles. He played the full 90 against the Earthquakes. Sadly, it's a loss, but he officially ties Kevin Hartman for the all-time league leader in games played. Of course, remember Kevin Hartman started off the Los Angeles Galaxy. He had some moments with FC Dallas, with Sporting Kansas City. And, of course, he came to the Red Bulls, mostly as a third stringer, but still, though. And then he retired. So 112 games played for Luis Robles. This coming Saturday night in Denver, Colorado, Robles will have that opportunity once again to play the full 90 at the Rapids at Dick's Sporting Goods Park, and that'll be on MSG at 9 o'clock Eastern. So go ahead and check it out. It should be a lot of fun. Should be exciting. It should be great. So, you know, have some fun. And, you know, Luis Robles is one of those keepers, you know, very dedicated, very, very solid keeper. He has been throughout his career, obviously playing in Germany and now here at the Red Bulls. And it's just one of those things where, you know, you got a solid keeper in net. Not his fault, of course, with those two goals that were scored, but once again, a solid keeper. But once again, things need to change up, and things need to change up quickly, because if nothing happens later on, there's going to be an issue here. And you never know. We might see the USL team go out there and absolutely start playing for the MLS side. We'll see what happens. But right now, there's nothing positive here. Right now, there's nothing good to say. They are 1-5. They need to at least prevent a loss. Forget about, you know, they need a goal. They need more than a goal. They need at least 2 goals, 3 goals. They need to find their scoring touch. And when they do find their scoring touch, they will be able to go out there and do some damage. So once again, thank you very much for listening to this quick half an hour show, recapping the Red Bulls' loss at the Earthquakes. It was a 2-0 loss at Avaya Stadium on last night. Once again, more great content for you on onceametro.com. The Red Bull Rant will be on later tonight, I think around 10 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock at night, whenever they're ready to finish editing and posting. But other than that, you could also once again listen to this show, not just here on Once a Metro, but also ultimatesportstalk.com. My name is Daniel Feuerstein. Thank you very much for listening, Red Bull fans. Hopefully, this is what you were looking for, and this is what you're hoping for. And obviously, it's not what you're hoping for, but you're at least, if you're hearing it right now, obviously, the situation needs to be fixed. And it's very dire right now, I think. I think there is an issue here that needs to be fixed up here. So we'll see what happens. And hopefully, they can get a victory in Denver / Commerce City, Colorado at Dick's Sporting Goods Park, 9 o'clock this Saturday night, East Coast time. Once again, my name is Daniel Feuerstein, and as always, enjoy your football. Bye-bye for now.